सहनाववतु। सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु। मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रम् नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदं गुरुम् मुमुक्षूणां हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधोऽभिधीयते। वाक्पाणिपादम् पायूपस्थानीति पञ्चकर्मेन्द्रियाणि आफ्टर् डिफैनिङ्ग् द तत्त्वबोध मीन्स् आत्मज्ञानम् आर् आत्म अनात्म विवेक आत्म अनात्म विवेक टु गेट् कन्विक्षन् in atma swarupam one has to understand the anatma thoroughly. Whatever we are seeing, the whole world, everything comes under anatma. This is the fact. That fact has to be convinced for me, the seeker. As long as it is in the book, in a sentence form, it is an information. As long as it is in a book, what is that in the book? Atma satyam tadanyat sarvam mithya. Mithya means anatma, asatyam. This is the statement in the book. But that is an information only. Even the teacher reveals it and I listen, still it is information only. The teacher, same statement reveals through her mouth. After listening that statement, still it is information only. This information at my intellectual level will not remove my sorrow, will not remove my limitation. What removes my sorrow? First I have to understand there is a statement which talks about my
ananda swarupam. First I have to understand, there is a statement that which talks about my ananda nature. Then that statement will come from the teacher's mouth. So therefore I have to go to a teacher who reveals that ananda swarupam, which is my nature. I do not know, people are telling. So there is ananda, it is possible, many people are telling. So I approach a guru and I listen. This all at one standpoint, one level, it is okay. But this will not give me total peace, happiness. Then what gives peace and happiness? That information which is in the book, that which came out of my guru's mouth and which entered into my intellect, has to be factualized. Factualized means it must be fact for me, not for my guru only. The day it will become a fact, a convinced fact for me, that day I am free from all sorrows. That is called Dukkha Nivritti. Until that time, until I get such a mind, what a mind, always Anandam, Brahmanandam, that until I own up that status of mine, I have to study Shastra again, again, again. So when I come to class, this is there behind my mind. It has to be there. If it is there, the class is relevant, meaningful, purposeful. The student can enjoy happily the class, and the guru also will happily enjoy seeing such a student face. Yes or no? Real mumukshus, jignasus, alone can enjoy Vedanta class. It is like a halwa for them. Okay? Come full of sweet. Halwa, wherever you touch, it is sweet. Let's say 1 hour class is sweet. 1 hour class, every point, every statement is like a sweet halwa. Once you get that conviction, what Swami you are comparing with halwa, it is more than halwa, you will say. You will say, you cannot compare this with anything. Now in the beginning, what I have to say? Okay, halwa. You yourself will say, this ananda is, cannot be comparable to any ananda in this world. So for that purpose we are studying. Okay? Inna vaku pani pada namak edhuk idella devatas. Because the purpose is one. The other day Swami was telling, whatever you do, whatever you see, everything, no? In the elections, these elections people, they talk so many things. Before elections, they give lot of lectures. No? Everywhere you can see that mic bore, no? Sound. Lot of things they speak. Final statement is what? Put vote for my party. Put vote for me, that's all. Ultimately, they want only vote. Like that, we also study so many things, so many different statements, so many subjects, a lot of things we read. What is the ultimate, the statement, only one vakya, eka vakyam. Eka vakyam is tattvamasi. You are that.
another mahavakya, ekavakyam, aham brahma asmi. Ekavakyam. It is the thing. So, adi gnapakam irukko. The politician ku eppadi gnapakam irukkumo ellame. After speaking a lot hours together, the final word he will not forget. He will not forget at all. Similarly, jignasu, mumukshu, why this Vedanta, Tattva Bodha class, Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, Mahavakya, only Eka Vakya, Nishtha should come. Until that time, I continue. Priority. Prime time, I have to allot. A real jignasu is one whose prime allotment of time is only Vedanta study. Prime allotment of time only for Vedanta study. After studying Vedanta, whatever time remains for livelihood, I have to do certain things. Okay. A real jignasu, mumukshu is one whose prime time is allotted to Vedanta study. Am I allotting my prime time to Vedanta? You can claim I am a jignasu. I am a mumukshu. Otherwise, so-so mumukshu. So-so jignasu. First, if I get up immediately, I have to remember that only, Vedanta. Adhe text, adhe adhilavan irukkana manas. This person is fit for moksha. This person alone is fit for moksha. I am not able to allot prime time. Though once in a while, I come and moksha also once in a while, after some time. We will see later. That is not slow. Okay. Sorry. If what we are seeing, anatma, the 17 anatmas, the author is dealing in this topic. Adhi daivam, adhyatmam, adhi bhautikam. So in sthula shriram visa, adhi daivam, adhyatmam, adhibhautikam. That sthula shriram is adhyatmam. Sadhanam, karanam, its function, its cause, its nature, all we saw in the sthula shriram. Now we are seeing the sukshma shriram, subtle body. Second anatma. This second anatma also has got 17 faculties. Those 17 are 5 sense organs of knowledge. Jnanendriyani. Panche Jnanendriyani. Shrotram, Chakshus, Tvak Chakshus, Jivha, Rasana, Granam. All these 5. Corresponding devatas we are seeing. Rasanaya, so from the beginning, Shrotrasya, Vishayam also, corresponding Vishayam, corresponding Devata. So, Shrotrasya, Shrotra means hearing, the ear. Dig Devata, Tvak Devata, Vayuhu, Tvachoho, Vayuhu. Chakshusha Suryaha. Chakshuhu means what? Eyes. Suryaha means what? Suryaha na Suryaha. Rasanaya Varunaha. So Varuna Devata is the presiding deity of tongue, taste. Granasya Ashvinau. Two nostrils we have, therefore Ashvinau. Ashvidhivachana. Ashvinau. So iti Jnanendriyani. Similarly, object, its corresponding object. So you have to put a triangle. Adhi daivam, adhyatmam, adhi bhautikam. What are adhyatma? Shrot, tvak, chakshu, rasana, granam, even adhi adhyatmam. What are the devatas? Corresponding devatas. Then only interaction will take place. Our whole interaction, now you are looking at me. Okay? You are looking at me. I am the object of your perception. I am the object of your perception. You are listening through your ears. So my words are the object of your hearing perception. Hearing. So that is the object. This is called adhibhautikam. So adhidaivam, adhyatmam, adhibhautikam. Ella five devatas, five sense organs, five objects. Sounds, forms, taste, forms, colors also you can write, and smell and touch, devata. Indriyam, devata, object. Indriyam, devata, object. So, this is the, we have to understand. Similarly, karma, indriyani also, have to see now. Vak, pani, pada. Vak means speech. The organ of speech. And pani means hands. Karma means the action. Sense organs of action. What? The speech is an organ of action. Speaking is an action. By speaking, you are not getting knowledge. Yeah, this is an output. But when you are tasting, input. So hearing is an input. Seeing forms is an input. Tasting, input. Smelling is input. And touch is also an input. But whereas in karmendriyas, all are output. Output in you are talking, it is an output. Action. Talking is an action. Then hands also they do action. Both the hands and pada means legs. Payu. Excretion organ. Upastha and genital organs. All these are come under karma indriyani, sense organs of action. They also have corresponding devatas. Now we have to see from there. Okay, we will read now. Vacho devata vannihi. Hastayor Indraham, Padayor Vishnuhu, Payor Mrityuhu, Upasthasya Prajapatihi, Iti karmendriya devatah. Now the devatas, the shakti behind all these sense organs of action, the devata we call the power is vannihi, agni. Is the presiding deity behind our speech organ. That's why when we are talking, the heat will produce in the mouth. Because Agni Devata is presiding. Some people, not only Agni is the, that's why some people talk hot heart, no? Words. Some people think in the winter season, when you open mouth, the smoke comes from the mouth. People used to think, how much smoke is coming from the mouth. And really, smoke will not come from the mouth. The agni which comes out What will happen, since it is winter, the moisture is there in the climate, atmosphere, that moisture, this Agni immediately makes this water, the humidity, the moisture into steam. Once you open your mouth, the heat comes out, this moisture will become that water content in the atmosphere, immediately it will become into vapor state. That is what happens. We do not know in our childhood, we do not know. See from my mouth how much it is coming in. We used to do like that. We used to do. It's like a game. Velayattu madri. Actually from mouth it won't come. Because of ushnata inside, this outside atmosphere la irukra humidity, water content which is there, it will become immediately in a vapor form. That's why poga pogaya varu. Therefore, vak vacho devata vannihi. Here, vak, about vak, we have to see some corollaries. Very, very important indriyam. How carefully we have to use, Shastra tells. There is a beautiful shloka on this. Durjanaha priyavadicha. Vak. Priyavadam means sweet speech. Durjanaha priyavadicha. Naitad vishvasaha karanam. Naitad vishvasaha karanam. Every person speaks sweetly. You cannot keep faith on all those words. Durjanaha priti vadinaha. Priyavadinaha. Naiva or naitad vishvasa karanam. Naitad vishvasaha karanam. Madhu tishthati jivvagri. And honey words they speak. Who? Durjanaha. Bad people. They speak very sweet, sweet words. Madhu tishthati jivvagri. And the tip of the tongue, there is a honey for them. Honey anna? Honey madri. Sweet of Vishwa. But hridayam tu halahalam. In the hridaya, there is a poison. Halahalam. It's a very difficult, all sweet words you cannot consider as reliable. Durjanaha priyavadinaha. They talk very sweetly, you know. Very, very difficult. You know. So then what is the nice speech? You know? Who is vakta? The one who speaks alone is a vakta, speaker. The one who speaks only speaker. Yes? The speaker is called vakta. Yaha vadati saha vakta. Who speaks, he is speaker. Vakta means who? Who is the speaker really? We are all not speakers. Speaker and another speaker kadayadu. Speaker and the person who speaks. A real speaker is one. Shastra tells. Adhyanat nacha panditaha. By just study of Shastra. Adhyanam. A parrot madre notru panni. Gide 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 na chulluva. Adhyenat nacha panditaha. Vak patutvena navatta. Vak patutvam. Eloquently. Some people, they mesmerize you by their speech. Vak patutvena navatta. Just by excellent, eloquent speech, you cannot call that person is a speaker. Then who is panditaha? Who is speaker? Adhyenat na panditaha. Vak patutvena na vakta. But who is vakta? Who is panditaha? Shastra says, panditaha dharma charyaya. Dharma charyaya panditaha. A panditaha is one
who practices dharma, who implements dharma, value, a person who lives a value-based life, dharma charyaya, panditaha bhavati natu adhyayanat. There are so many pandits, but we cannot call him as a panditan. According to Shastra, namma koopuram panditam panditan. Dharma Shastram, enna solradhana, whoever lives according to dharma, follows all amanitvam, adambhitvam, ahimsa, kshanti, arjavam, ekliyo. Those whoever follows, he is called pandita. Understand? And whoever speaks eloquently with a nice, beautiful language, mesmerizes you, is not a vakta, is not a right speaker. Who is a real speaker? According to Dharma Shastra, the speaker is hita priyaha vaktihi hi vaktaha. Hita priyaha. Who speaks hitam, which is always good for me. Hita priyaha vuktihina, the words. Priyamavum irkanum, hitamavum irkanum. Unakku hitama irkanu cheppi unpleasant sweet words I should not speak. And hitama irkanu cheppi unpleasant a pesakoodadu, pleasant ani cheppi ahitama pesakoodadu. Well-wishing words. Well-wishing words. The words which are coming through the mouth, they are really for our sake. Best wishes and chulamilyo. Adimadi. So hitam priyam. That person alone is called vaktaha. Now you tell me, how many vaktas are there? Real vaktas. Irukkangala? They have to speak sweetly, and that words also must be good for me. If I listen, I have to grow in words spiritually. That person alone is vakta. All speakers are not vaktas. Na chalala, Shastra is telling, okay. Shastra says, priyam hitam uktihi. That alone, but that person alone is called real vaktaha. Natu vakpatutvam. These two are very, very important. If I don't use my words properly, pleasant and good for others, I am doing harm to the society, to my family and to myself also. So, Vak Devata, Vanni Devata, we have to worship. Agni Devata. That's why Agni Devata, O presiding deity of my speech, please bless me. With these sweet words I have to speak all the time. Let me not speak any unhealthy words, which is not good for others, never should come from my mouth. Namakku ellame varum. Kobam kobama varudhu, kobam kobama eppadi varum, vaartha vaartha ella vandhinde irukkum. Chaala thappu adhu. Jagratthaya pesanum. Devata is there, Agni Devata is there. If I use my tongue for Bhagavan's name repetition alone, that tongue is a tongue. There is a proverb in Telugu also. This is a tongue which utters the Bhagavan's name alone is a real tongue. Otherwise it is like, you know, thati mattan solluvan. The palm tree ki yungar leaves irikkin liya. And the leaf ki yungar tongue ki difference illa. Suppose your tongue is not used for Bhagavan's name, Bhagavan's nama, japa for good words. If I don't use my tongue, that tongue is equal to a palm leaf. அது எப்படி இருக்கும்? பத்த மாதிரி இருக்கணும், டங்கு மாதிரி இருக்கும். That is why a tongue which speaks about Bhagavan's name, talking about Bhagavan, uttering Bhagavan's name. Agni Devata is sitting here, never use any rude words, ugly words, abuse words, because that Agni Devata is always watching. ஆமா, இது வரைக்கும் தெரியலையே அண்ணா, என்னென்ன பண்ணிட்டாமோ பிராயசித்தம் பண்ணணும், அதுக்குதான் பகவானே பிளீஸ் எக்ஸ்கியூஸ் அஸ். இந்திர தேவதா பிளெஸ்ஸஸ் த சக்தி இன் அவர் ஹேண்ட்ஸ், பிளெஸ்டு பை ஓன்லி இந்திர தேவதா. சோ இந்திரா பிளெஸ்ஸஸ் ஓன்லி, வி கேன் ஹாவ் த கெப்பாசிட்டி டு லிஃப்ட் த திங்ஸ், டு டூ எனி திங். So always Indra Devata we have to remember how much strength we need from morning to till night. To move the hands, கொஞ்சம் கை வலி வந்தா தெரியும் எவ்வளவு கஷ்டம். If you are not able to do any work in the house, suppose, let's say to know the importance of the sense organs, what they do in some places, better don't use that one day or two days. And without using, you have to do work. Like that they do. This hand totally they tie. One hand. You have to do only with the right hand. Now you can know the importance of the left hand. One day you tie the right hand. Do everything with the left. More right hand illana enna panna mudiyum. So you will get reverence develops. Similarly legs also. Any sense organ. Or ellam use agumbodhu namakku theriyala and the value. So therefore, eyes or any organ, we have to give respect to them, sense organ. Devata is there. This is a sadhanam, parikaram. So therefore, hastayor indraha, padayoho vishnuhu. Vishnu devata, bless the padam. If that devata is not their presiding deity, legs will be there, but person cannot walk. Indra is not there in the hands. Hands will be there, but the hands cannot activate, function. You see many people, how many people are suffering without movements of hands and legs. Physically they are there. Golakams are there. Physical flesh, hands and legs are there, but they cannot use them, because the devatas are not blessing. Then payoho mrityuhu, excretion, yama. So jnanendriya devatas are always receivers, karmendriya devatas are always givers. They are giving only, na excretion namana give up. Mrityuhu, why? He is the one who makes everything vacate. Final vacation is total vacation. In the middle also lot of excretions are important. If excretions are not taking place properly, where they keep you? ICU. ICU la vepar. Kidney is not functioning anna. Yamadharma Raja did strike anna ardham. Inna mrityu anna arum. Yamadharma Raja. Mrityu devata. If he won't bless, you know, that sense organ, even kidneys, urinary bladder, motion, all other sweating, you know, that excretions have to take place. Kshanam, every second it has to do that. Like, you know, our scavengers won't come for 1 week or 10 days. Eppadi irukum? How dangerous it is, you know, unhealthy. You know. Even in our body also like that only. The waste material has to come out as early as possible. If it won't come, it is danger to the life of that person. So Mrityu Bhagavan is doing that. Mrityu Devata. So he has to bless us. You see, if urinary function is not there properly, what a trouble. No? Kidney function is not there, trouble. In the function stop anal, trouble. Namakilla theriyala. வேலை பண்ணும்போது ஒரு நாள் ஸ்டக் ஆடுத்தனா அப்போதான் ஐயோ இவ்வளோ கஷ்டமானு தோணும். தட்ஸ் யூ சீ த பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் சஃபரிங்.
And you see them, then only you can know. That is why they say, each and every organ of our body is lakhs and lakhs of rupees valued. Now, kidney racket is going on what? The kidney is lakhs and lakhs of rupees they are selling. Each organ really lakhs and lakhs worth. Then how many lakhs you have? Each organ count like that. Are you a crore pati or not? Tell me now. Kaun banega crore pati na? If they ask, what do you have to say? A big beak you have to tell. Who is that big beak? You know, I don't want to tell. So that big bee is conducting kaun banega karodpati na. I need not become a karodpati. I am already a karodpati. People do not know this. Functioning, all organs are functioning, all are intact. I am a karodpati. Don't look at your bank balance. Your saving deposit bank balance is ella irundhu oru pakkam kidney is not functioning anna. What you can do? Nothing. So Bhagavane, thank God. I am really a richest person. Sir, know that. Develop reverence towards own your own organs. Never take it as granted. Never abuse them. Every function of the organ, you appreciate the glory of that organ. How beautiful it is working. See the awful, this eyelid, how it's functioning. Admire this, the glory of Bhagavan. In your body itself, yengyo povenda. Idhe body itself is admired. Therefore, thank Bhagavan. Therefore, upasthasya prajapatihi. Then, upastha indriyam, the genital organ, also prajapatihi. Or prajapatihi na adhe, prajapatihi na. He gives helps the species and species are coming from creation. Adhikadha, or pere prajapatihi na. Then, iti karmendriya devataha. Na, then, anna, anjayati, murchache. Karmendriya devataha. Does the indriya comes under what? Karma indriyani adhyamam. Karma indriya devatas adhi daivam. That is why our people always say, mahata punya panyena kriteyam kayanau tadha. Mahata punya panyena. By giving the punya currency, I have got this body. Mahata punya panyena kriteyam. Currency kurtitu vangita in the body. Kayanau yatha. Param dukho dadher gantum yavanna vidyate. This bought body, I bought by giving the punya currency. Before this boat breaks, I have to cross the ocean. Param dukho dadher gantum. Dukha udhari, some dukha sagaram, I have to cross before this body is going to break. Param dukho dadehe gantum yavanna vidyate before it is breaking. Eppuda vandapurana. What a currency, valuable currency we have given. Our Shastra reminding us. Namayo serial pathinde ukarandirukona. Anni chitti, oli metti yedhalo pathi. Metti oli yala. Yore inna pakkam oru point. In the Nauka, எப்படி புடிக்கனு போக போறது தெரியாது. Use this and chunna, Swamini. In the responsibilities paranga. இதெல்லாம் மோஷம் அப்புறம் பார்த்துக்கலாம். எப்போ? This boat is there to cross the ocean of dukkha. Param, cross over the dukkha. Yavan na vidyate, before it is breaking. Going to break. எந்த டைம்ல நடக்குமோ சொல்ல முடியாது. போஸ்ட்போன் பண்ண கூடாது. ஓகே, பயம் கொடுக்கறேனா? நெக்ஸ்ட் வாட் ஐ ஹவ் டு சீ, அதி தெய்வம் ஓவர், அத்யாத்மம் ஓவர், நவ் அதி பௌதிகம், அதி பூதம். வாசோ விஷய பாஷணம் பாண்யோர் விஷயஹ வஸ்து க்ரஹணம் பாதையோர் விஷய கமனம் பாயோர் விஷய மலத்யாக. Now, adibhutam, that corresponding object, vak, is there. What is its corresponding work, its action? Na? Bhashanam. Bhashanam. Vacho vishayaha bhashanam. The activity, the organ of speech, its activity, its field of activity is speech, bhashanam. Bhash, dhatu, to speak. Bhashanam. Speech is the speaking. Is that whatever we speak, that is the vishaya for the tongue. Tongue edukkanna. Only rasagulla to eat. Not only for eating, not only for taste. The tongue does two jobs. Even talking also. Speech. Then, paanyoho vishayaha, paanyoho, two hands, no, paani, paanyoho, no? Of those two hands, anardham, shashti dvivachanam, paanyoho vishayaha. Vishayaha means corresponding field is vastu grahanam. Vastu means an object, purul. Grahana means grasping. Catching, holding, vastu grahanam. இதெல்லாம் தத்துவபோதம் சொல்லணுமா என்ன நமக்கு தெரியாதா? தெரியும். பட் ஆதர் வாண்ட்ஸ் டு ரிமைண்ட் அஸ் ஒன்ஸ் இன் எ வைல், ஜஸ்ட் யூ வாண்ட் டு ஷேர் வஸ்து கிரகணம். சம்டைம்ஸ் சம் பீப்புள் யூ சி தே கேனாட் லிஃப்ட் ஈவன் ஸ்லைட் ஸ்மால் திங்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. தே கேனாட் கேட்ச் த பென், தே கேனாட் லிஃப்ட் எனி திங் ஆல்சோ. கை அந்த அந்த ஃபிங்கர்ஸ் எல்லாம் வந்து ஒரு they have to get grip, and the grip illena you cannot lift anything. You go and see many people, those are having nervous problem, weakness, some problem in the, you know, the indra devata is hiding anamata artham. So these fingers cannot come together, they cannot hold, very difficult. Even small weightless things also they cannot lift. So vastu grahanam is the vishaya for so holding this hand. What is the job of this hand? Holding. Paanyoho vishayaha vastu grahanam. Padayoho vishayaha gamanam. Number 11. Now what is the number 11? Both the legs put in a straight and number 11. Anna. What is your vehicle? Anna? Number 11 is my vehicle. Anna. What is number 11? Anna? How you came? Anna? I came by number 11. Anna. How, what? Anna? Number 11. Nadandi vandha anartham. Number 11. அது மாதிரி கமனம், லோகமோஷன், கமனம். சோ கால் எதுக்காக கொடுத்திருக்காரு பகவானு? நடக்கிறதுக்காக. எங்கே? தியேட்டருக்கா? இல்லைன்னா ஃபைவ் ஸ்டார் ஹோட்டலுக்கோ? இல்ல கோயிலுக்கு. நல்ல சத்சங்கத்தை போறதுக்காக கால் கொடுத்திருக்காரு. பகவானுக்கு பூஜை பண்றதுக்காக கை கொடுத்திருக்காரு பகவான். பகவான் பார்க்கறதுக்காக கண்ணு கொடுத்திருக்காரு. இதெல்லாம் பண்ணாமல் அது மட்டுமே பண்ணினா தோஷம். லெட் யூஸ் திஸ் பாதம், விஷ்ணுவுக்கு கோபமே வந்துடும். ஒரு நாள் கூட டெம்பிளுக்கு போல, சத்சங்கத்துக்கு போல, இவன் ஏக்கு போய் 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 ஃபைவ் ஸ்டார் ஹோட்டல்ஸ், அங்கே சினிமா ஹால்ஸ், அங்கே இங்கே ட்ரிப்புக்கு போறானே தவிர, இஸ் நாட் கோயிங் டு எனி பிலிகிரிமேஜ், நாட் யூசிங் மீ. ஒரு நாள் ஸ்ட்ரைக் பண்ணிடுவார் அவர். அப்படி நல்ல காரியத்தை யூஸ் பண்ணிடும் எப்பவுமே. எப்போ when they are not able to walk, people use. அப்ப என்ன பண்றது? When people hands are in condition, you have to use. When they are in intact, you have to do that Bhagavan's God's worship that time. எப்பவுமே யூஸ்லெஸ் ஆனதுக்கு அப்புறம் அது போய் எடுத்துட்டு போய் பகவான் கிட்ட போய் என்ன பண்ண முடியும்? அதனால பெட்டர் டு யூஸ் ஆஸ் ஏர்லி ஆஸ் பாசிபிள். தட்ஸ் வை பிரஹ்லாதா த்ருவா, we have to remember at young age. Prahalada mother never said, why my dear child, and already father is troubling you, you are very young, why can't you worship the Narayana? Narayana will be there all the time, you can worship after some time when you grow little bit older. Leelavati never said to Prahlada. Dhruva mother never said like that. But what we are telling to our children, padi, padi, homework, pannu, pannu. அவர் பாவம் மியூசிக் கிடையாது, அவர் டான்ஸ் கிடையாது, அங்கே பக்தி ஒரு இடத்துக்கு கோயிலுக்கு போகிறது கிடையாது குழந்தைகளுக்கு. ஆல் த டைம் ஸ்டடி ஸ்டடி. ரிமெம்பர், பர்சன் ரிக்வயர்ஸ் இமோஷனல் டெவலப்மெண்ட் அண்ட் இன்டலெக்சுவல் டெவலப்மெண்ட் போத். நெவர் ஃபோர்ஸ் த சில்ட்ரன் ஃபார் ஸ்டடி ஸ்டடி ஸ்டடி. சைல்டுஹுட் சரி ஓகே. பாதையோர் விஷயா கமனம், பாயோஹோ விஷயா மலத்யாகா. வாட் இஸ் த கரஸ்பாண்டிங் ஃபீல்ட் ஆஃப் திஸ் பாயு? மலத்யாகா. மலம் மீன்ஸ் இம்பியூரிட்டி, தியாகா மீன்ஸ் கிவிங் அப், லிவிங் அவுட். உபஸ்தஸ்ய விஷயா படிச்சோமா? படிக்கல. கம்ப்ளீட்டட். உபஸ்தஸ்ய விஷயா ஆனந்தா இதி. பாண்யோர் விஷய வஸ்து கிரகணம் படிச்சாம். நெக்ஸ்ட் பேஜ். உபஸ்தஸ்ய விஷய ஆனந்த இதி. Upastha, the genital organs, its vishaya is ananda. I get a child, son or boy, what comes? Ananda. Not only human beings, even other beings also. The bird and the kuri, yavala santosham. If it sees its babies, you know, it is so happy. The dog, even cat, any species you see, it sees its baby, it is so happy. This upastha, genital organs, through that the progeny comes, the species born, it gives ananda to that parents. That is ananda vishayaha. Now, with this, what over? Sukshma sariram not over. Sukshma sariram, karmendriyas over, and there are two more are there. We have to add, they are not given here. We have to add. They are pancha pranaha. If 10 then adds it, total 17, no? Why it has gone, I do not know. No. Long run it has, no? By paramparala miss aayidtha, illana, enna aayidtha theriyala. Pancha pranaha, you have to add now. Pranas, number one, pranaha, number two, apanaha, number three, vyanaha, number four, samanaha, number five, udana. All these five pranas put together, fivefold physiological system. Prana means what? First, number one, respiration. Respiratory system. Prak gamanavan vayuhu pranaha. Prak gamanavan means exhalation. Exhalation, breathing out is called prak gamanavan. That vayu is called pranaha. Number two, apanaha, inhalation. Apanaha means adhogachyati apanaha, that which goes inside. Inhalation or excretion also is called apanaha. Evacuatory system is called apanaha. Then third one, vyanaha. Circulatory system, that prana which pervades the whole body in the blood, along with the blood, vyanaha. Number four, samanaha, digestive system, that which prana helps the food. It distributes the digested carbohydrates and nutritious, the shakti, energy. After digestion, the whole food converted into carbohydrates and vitamins and nutritions. No? All are equally distributed to the whole body. Right hand, left side of the body, equally distributed. By whom? Nanda Anupraya Swamini idli. You are sending idli inside. That is okay. But idli to go to that after digestion, it has to go to right hand, left hand equally. Who is doing? Samana prana. Prana Devata is doing. This prana Devata is not under your control. So prana Devata is blessing us. How beautiful it is going on. So we are eating, not eating properly also. And half cooked food, ellame after going into the mouth, again another cooking, going inside again another cooking happens inside. How struggle is going on inside. After again another cooking inside, Jataragni is there, fire. It cooks, that samana prana helps. Once it is fully, is available as a liquid form, from that liquid carbohydrates all are separated. Carbohydrates one side, all vitamins one side, chemicals one side, all that distribute properly. Thank Devata. Vaishwanara Devata we have to thank. Idella nenicha namakku garvam varuma. Adukada shastram padikanum. Puriyudha? நம்ம என்ன இந்த ஃபேஸ் மட்டும் ஸ்கின் மட்டும் பார்த்து கொஞ்சம் ஆயின்மெண்ட் தட் கிரீம் அப்ளை பண்றோம் அவ்வளவுதான். நம்ம உள்ள என்ன நடக்கிறது, வாட் இஸ் ஹேப்பனிங், வி ஆர் நாட் அவேர் ஆஃப் இட். தென் சமான பிராணஹா. தென் ஃபிஃப்த் ஒன் இஸ் உதான பிராணஹா, எக்ஸ்பல்சரி சிஸ்டம். வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். தீஸ் ஃபோர் பிராணஸ் வைல் லிவிங் தே ஆர் வெரி வெரி ஹைலி ஆக்டிவ். பிராண அபான Samana, Dhyana, all are very active. But this Udana Prana, no, before leaving the body, it has become hyperactive. Many times it is active only, but it is totally active at before the death, the fall of the body. What it does, this expulsory, the food, whatever we take, suppose it is a poison, you know, after going inside also it converts into suppose poisonous. Therefore immediately vomit comes. Udana prana activates. It a protective mechanism this is. Udana prana protects. So all poisonous, the gases, everything it has to send out. That is expulsory system or immunity system. That's why vomit aitha nalladhu. You feel so light, Prima. After vomiting, you feel so light. Until that time, you feel headache, knee pain, this pain, that pain and all. See, that is called immunity system. It is important. Even hiccups also, it is activation of Udana, Ekil. That is also Udana Prana. It is very, very important role it plays until death. It is. So, Udana Prana. These are all five pranas. Now, how many totally? 15 over. Two more are there. Manaha Buddhi. Manas Ekam Buddhi Ekam. Manas Ekam Bodhu. Adi kuda five vani chunda. Suppose, Jnana Indriyani five, Karma Indriyani five, Pranas five, minds are also five anna. Avalada namakku. ஒரு மைண்ட் வச்சுட்டே ஒம்பாடு எம்பாடு பாட்டி கஷ்டப்பட்டு இருக்கோம். ஃபைவ் மைண்ட்ஸ் வச்சா முடியுமா? வேண்டாம். மனஸ் ஏக்கம், புத்தி ஏக்கம். புத்தி ரெண்டு மூணு கொடுத்தா கூட பரவாயில்ல, பட் ஹேண்டில் பண்றது கஷ்டம். சரி, புத்தி ஏக்கம். ஸோ மனஸ் என்னது? இமோஷனல் பர்சனாலிட்டி. இதெல்லாம் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் சூக்ம சரீரம். இமோஷனல் பர்சனாலிட்டி. Then buddhihi, rational personality.
That is why Sukshma Sariram will play a very big important role in the rebirth. This Sukshma Sariram plays a very important role while getting the new birth, second, no? Rebirth. So that's why whatever we do for Sukshma Sariram is more important. We are what doing? Always Thula Shariratkaha Pandrame. Sukshma Shariratkaha Enna Pandrame. Pranayamam, Prana Upasana, Jnana Indriyasana, the sense organs have to utilize for spiritual pursuit. And at least good, righteous way. Karma Indriyasana, we have to use righteous way. If I don't use this subtle body in this right direction, the subtle body decides the next body. That's why all samskaras meant for Sukshma Sariram. Therefore, buddhihi ekam. With this Sukshma Sariram, over. Karana Shariram Kim. So, what is Karana Shariram? Two Shariram's we have seen. Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram. Now, Karana Shariram, we'll see in the next class. Very, very important Shariram, which is the cause for Sthula and Sukshma Shariram. Details in the next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om.